Welcome to your five for the day. A number of years ago, a woman living in a nursing home in Scotland wrote the following little piece that wasn't found until after her death. However, it demonstrated the reality that life flies by even if you live to a ripe old age. I think you'll be touched as I was. It's entitled Crabby Old Woman. What do you see, nurses? What do you see? What are you thinking when you're looking at me? A crabby old woman, not very wise, uncertain of habit, with faraway eyes, who dribbles her food and makes no reply when you say in a loud voice, "I do wish you'd try." Who seems not to notice the things that you do, and forever is losing a stocking or shoe. Who, resisting or not, lets you do as you will with bathing and feeding, the long day to fill. Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you see? Then open your eyes, nurse. You're not looking at me. I tell you who I am as I sit here so still, as I do at your bidding, as I eat at your will. I'm a small child of 10, with a father and mother, brothers and sisters who love one another. A young girl of 16 with wings on her feet, dreaming that soon now a lover she'll meet. A bride soon at 20, my heart gives a leap, remembering the vows that I promised to keep. At 25 now, I have young of my own, who need me to guide and a secure, happy home. A woman of 30, my young now grown fast, bound to each other with ties that should last. At 40, my young sons have grown and are gone, but my man's beside me to see I don't mourn. At 50 once more, babies play round my knee. Again we know children, my loved one and me. Dark days are upon me. My husband is dead. I look at the future. I shudder with dread. For my young are all rearing young of their own, and I think of the years and the love that I've known. I'm now an old woman, and nature is cruel. 'Tis jest to make old age look like a fool. The body, it crumbles. Grace and vigour depart. There is now a stone where I once had a heart. But inside this old carcass a young girl still dwells, and now and again my battered heart swells. I remember the joys, I remember the pain, and I'm loving and living life over again. I think of the years, all too few, gone too fast, and accept the stark fact that nothing can last. So open your eyes, people, open and see. Not a crabby old woman. Look closer, see me. This story illustrates the kind of compassion the Apostle Paul encouraged when he wrote, "Don't be selfish, don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had." Paul taught that genuine faith in Christ brings an intimate relationship with Christ, and from this union come all other benefits that God offers. But he says this intimate union with Christ should manifest itself by a concern for others. Self-centeredness should give way to concern for others. Paul pointed to Jesus Christ as our supreme example. He endured hatred, rejection, and violence to bring us salvation. Paul said, "The joy, comfort, and strength we can have in Christ should motivate us to be tender and compassionate toward others."